The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you. And from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend, expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you, a good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in turn be measured back to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord
Jesus. So the word of the day apparently is countercultural. These are hard passages of Scripture to preach on. So I asked a friend of mine. He's a cradle Catholic from very devout parents. He was an altar server, confirmed, married in the church. But based on his actions and his whereabouts on Sundays and Saturdays, it would be difficult to claim that he's still Catholic. I asked him for his impression on these scripture passages. And when he came back to me, this is what he said. "First, I don't remember this stuff being in the Bible. You made it up, didn't you? Or was Jesus just crazy? How am I supposed to act the way he is telling us? The David story was pretty cool. David has a drop on Saul, who wants to murder him. But rather than kill Saul, David chooses to publicly humiliate him in front of his whole army. Nonviolence as a weapon. That's a nifty little tactic right there. But Jesus takes this being forgiving and nonviolent to a whole new level, and frankly, it's scary. Love my enemies? First of all, if someone declares me to be their enemy, he or she is clearly a terrible judge of character. And further, if they are hating and mistreating me, they're asking for it. How can I be a disciple if I am at best known to be just a pushover and at worst dead? Lend, expecting nothing in return. Not a trait you find in many successful bankers. If I'm an investor in the bank, I'm demanding a termination. But I guess Jesus thinks I should be a penniless pushover. And this give to everyone who asks, didn't I just describe that? If I lend expecting nothing back, isn't that a gift? And why is this guy standing in the median by the traffic light anyway? There are jobs out there waiting to be filled. And why is that woman standing in the bus stop with a cardboard sign in one hand and an absolutely filthy toddler in the other? I'll bet she'd just use my money to buy alcohol and drugs. She could be part of a group sent out to use their kids to get extra sympathy and more money. I've heard that kind of thing goes on. And of course I prefer to love those who love me in return. That's safe and it's comfortable. What's wrong with that? And that median guy, here he comes. He better not judge me when he walks past my car window. I'll just hide this slice of pizza that I'm eating so he doesn't feel bad. That's the kind thing to do. But once I saw his filthy clothes and his deformed arm, I thought about sticking a dollar out the window. But the light might change. I don't want to hold up people behind me. And I'm actually going to church today. So I'll pray for him. That ought to do it. But that last line in the gospel, he said, about the measure with which I measure out for others will in turn be measured out for me. For some reason, that popped into my head, he said. I wonder what that could mean. Okay, it's not a friend. It's one of the voices that live in my head. I think it's left over from when I was in my early 20s. But did any of that sound familiar to you?